Hot peppers check, soap check, and garlic.
What are you
check
doing?
Mark.
What are you doing?
I'm going repelling.
Repelling what?
The deer and the chipmunks.
Oh, 4-year rookie. There's a better way. Just listen up. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Michael Rourke. I happen to be the garden guy, you know, locally known. However, you know, everybody's anxious at this time of year to go outside and just enjoy the weather. Spring. But you know what? You're not the only thing, only person, only animal in this world that's going to be enjoying it. There are critters out there that are going to eat those things that are popping up. You're noticing your tulips coming up right now? Guess what? Those are going to be devoured by vicious animals called rabbits. Also, around the base.
Vicious? How about the squirrels? Are they vicious too?
Squirrels don't eat. Well, they do. They kind of do. Yeah, they do. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. But if you're noticing with the snow depleting and you're noticing that there's a collar around your tree of chewed bark, guess what that is too, Scott? It's a bunny rabbit.
Well, and we had a lot of that at the nursery where we were overwintering a bunch of trees.
What do you use or how do you prevent those critters from coming on board?
This is what we're going to talk about right now. Do the intro, Mike. Ta-dum-dum.
We got Emily Kennedy from PlantSkid. How are you, Emily?
Hi, guys. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You want to tell the whole world again where you're located?
Yeah, of course. So, as you mentioned, my name is Emily Kennedy, and I am the customer service and operations specialist at True World Plant Care Products. We are located on the Sunshine Coast, so in Canada, about 40 minutes from Vancouver, BC.
The Sunshine Coast. I love that.
I like that.
It's too. Mentally yes. Just it like, it could snow here 365, but because I'm saying it's a Sunshine Coast, my mental capabilities are happy.
Yes, that's what they do.
Yes.
He's got his Jimmy Buffett t-shirt on right now, and he's going to have his Bermuda shorts, and he's talking to somebody from the Sunshine Coast. We want to figure out how to get rid of critters.
Well, the funny part is us being around Lake Erie, we're known as the North Coast. So the North Coast is talking to the Sunshine Coast.
Yes, look at that.
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Where'd I hear it? It's been around forever.
I didn't know that. I mean, we're only, all right, Midwest.
All right, Mike, take it away.
Emily, your product. How in the world did you guys figure out what to use and how to use it?
Yeah, so we manufacture PlantSkid. It actually was originally developed in Sweden to adhere to their strict environmental laws and also to help with their reforestation program. I like to mention that because PlantSkid actually means plant protection in Swedish.
Thank you.
It's nice to have a little backstory of it, but in the 80s, Claude Boisbert, he purchased the rights for North America. So he heard about it. He was a tree planter, saw all the damage that deer, rabbit, bulls, all herbivores can do. And he's like, we need that over here. And so he brought it over, and we've been in business for over 30 years and found a solution that is environmentally friendly and does a great job of repelling those herbivores. Because like you said, they can be vicious.
Well, they are. Now,
yes.
And cute at the same time.
Oh, you fall
yes,
for
it. Very cute.
Haven't you ever seen that cartoon where you have the big eyed, you know, droopy in Warner Brothers of the little kitty cat that went out and chewed the face off of the person after they, you know, went up to it to pet it? No, these critters may be cute, but they're dangerous. How much did it cost, let's say, your company in stock that you had from the previous year?
Yeah, you're right.
A lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, PlantSkid is now certified as organic through OMRI, right?
Yes, it's OMRI listed organic. So it is, that kind of goes on to the cute and vicious cycle. They are vicious, but we still like to be friendly with them and don't want to harm them. So it is used, you can use it for organic gardening, which is a huge bonus.
Yeah, people are generally more concerned right now with the environment, and especially when it comes down to, let's say, flowers or vegetable gardens, or they're playing with it. Let's start early. How do we use this PlantSkid generally? Let's say we got 5 inches of snow right now. And are we to use that by spraying it around the tree or onto the tree? Or because we don't have any bushes or anything that are really starting to pop right yet. Or do we go ahead and do it?
Yeah, so it's best. We recommend always to use plant skid year round because the animals never go away. They can, some are dormant and the plants are dormant, but the damage can still occur under snow. So it's always best to start early before snowfall. So in the fall, you can put down our granular formula or spray the trees, and that can last 3 to 6 months over winter. Now you're coming in, you already have snow. If things are melting, you can see maybe some damage or just above the snow, you can also apply that. It's just difficult, like you mentioned, when the snow is already there and what's happening below the surface. There can be voles under there that are digging tunnels, girdling trees, yeah, things like that. So you definitely want to get a year-round start. And then as soon as the snow starts to melt and you can have that visibility, you would apply right away.
The animals that your product works best for, what you guys have targeted are as follows.
It is a herbivore repellent. So our main animals are deer, rabbits, voles, that also can go into elk, moose, squirrels, chipmunks. So a herbivore falls under the category of anything that only eats plant matter. So if you have other issues with like skunks and raccoons and things like that, they eat about anything, grubs included. So the repellent does not work for those animals, but the main ones, deer, rabbits, and voles, those are the ones that cause the most damage for our home gardeners. And those are the ones that our product is best for.
I know that now you're talking about vole, V-O-L-E. It's a little itty bitty critter, dark critter that basically tunnels at ground level in through the snow, but it makes its way to, let's say, an apple tree. And you said they girdle?
Yeah, so they'll take the bark for the nutrients of it. They also, so there's two different kinds. There's one that can do tunnels on the surface of the grass, and there's other ones that tunnel underground.
Oh, no kidding.
So those ones will get to, they'll get to the roots of the plant, and you don't even know until your plant is dead because you can't see any visible damage. So they're a really tricky animal. And so you would spray the base of your tree to avoid that. You'd also, as I mentioned, we have a granular formula that you can sprinkle down around the plants, and that helps protect them and to deter them from the trees that would cause, because like I said, they can kill those trees before you even notice.
Now we saw some of the, we did a little research and found out that you use some vegetable oil in this. What is the purpose of that? Does that help it to retain? I mean, when you're applying that early and it helps to retain, or does it, let's say, not necessarily repel, but if you spray it on top of the plant, it makes it less capable of being washed away from rain or snow?
So that doesn't have, from my understanding, it helps with mixing the product, and it does also adhere to the plant. So the main ingredient is the porcine or bovine dried blood, and then it has the vegetable oil and water, which is mixing the product together so it's a sprayable consistency and then also adhering.
So let's start with perennials. When is a perennial most vulnerable to a herbivore? And when would you be applying it? When it's young and tender?
Definitely when it's young and tender, because as you mentioned, it's a tender plant that is really enjoyable for animals to eat because it's so easy for them to eat. It's not a hardy stem or difficult for them to chew. So they love the tender shoots. So you want to apply early. So in the spring, as soon as you're planting, as soon as you're noticing the snow melting and you can see what's been left, you're making your planting, you want to apply right away. So we do have the rule of thumb that for dormant plants, it's 3 to 6 months. And then in the spring, that's when you come to active growing season. So you would be applying, if you're using the liquid, you'd be applying every 2 to 4 weeks and applying a fine mist over the entire plant and then monitoring new growth. And then we do also have a granular that's best for low-lying plants, about 2 feet tall and under, and you'd be sprinkling that around the plant. And that is about 6 to 8 weeks during the active growing season you'd be applying.
Goodness.
Definitely early is the way.
This has got a long residual. I mean, that's impressive as all get
out. Yeah, and it's rain and snow resistant. I want to mention it's rain and snow resistant, which is also a huge plus because you don't have to apply once it's dried for 24 hours after rainfall.
Well, that was very interesting that you added that, because in my homework, I noticed that that is one of the biggest differences that you guys have over other products, that it hangs on long. You don't need to reapply after every rain or all that. Is there anything else that sets you guys apart?
Yes, So that is a huge one, is that it is rain and snow resistant. The granular also just, you sprinkle it down, it lies in place. You would water down to kind of stick it. So that's a really great feature of our product, is that you're not always having to run out and reapply. Another one is that we are OMRI-listed organic, which is a nice feature of our product. And our repellent is an odor-based repellent. So the animals are repelled before they bite, not after. So there's no damage to the plant. They don't need to bite it and taste something icky and then go to the next one, try that little bite. So it's not like a sample buffet for them. They smell it, they smell plants good, and they want to stay out of that area, and they'll mosey on off.
So with Mike's example that we were chatting about, it's spring, things are starting to get, I don't even have flowers ready to go. Am I okay to mm-hmm. lay this down, at least maybe just a granular product to start the, let's say, deer in my area?
You want to be proactive?
Proactive. Start staying away before I do plant or bring my garden seeds and sprouts from inside to out. Is that a general rule? Because you guys were mentioning earlier about it being almost like a year-long process as far as applying.
So you do want to apply directly to the plants. That is the best protection because, as I said, it is an odor-based repellent. So you want the odor to be right where the animals are, right where the plants are that the animals could damage.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of early before snow, and you can put that layer down to protect lawn damage, things like that. But it is also with direct application. You can also do perimeter barrier methods. So if you know the area that the deer or rabbits are coming in from around your property line, you can sprinkle a barrier of granular as just kind of an intro so that they smell and they're like, uh-oh, I don't like this area. What it does is they believe that there's a predator in the area, so they want to stay away. They don't feel safe there, so they're going to move on. So the barrier, and that could be an initial application if you are looking to get out there, but it's best for plants directly.
Okay, now here's something I want to draw. Now, people, we have chipmunks out here. They're vicious too, and they're all over the place. And can we use this as a natural way rather than getting rid of Chip and Dale in the usual way where people are recommending? Can we use PlantSkid to push them away to the neighbor's property without the neighbors knowing?
I love that you said that because that's one of our campaigns is like, ask your neighbor, because plants could work, ask your neighbor. So you look over, your neighbor could have damage on your lawn and yours could be great.
Yeah.
So you definitely can use PlantSkid for chipmunks. They are nifty little creatures and they can maneuver around pretty easily. PlantSkid is not meant to be a deterrent from them digging under into your foundation or into your house, things like that. It is plant protection. So some of the ways, because chipmunks and squirrels go hand in hand. You can use our granular to dig up bulbs or other seeds or things like that. You would sprinkle PlantSkid on top to avoid them. And for anything taller, if they're in trees that are causing damage or anything above 2 feet, you would spray PlantSkid liquid.
It's interesting that you mention not for digging around your foundation and stuff. I have a couple of Chip and Dales that keep my cats entertained, and I was wondering if I could cheat and try to use it, but you're saying it's really not not great for not working for foundation. That's not the purpose of this product.
It's not labeled as such.
No.
Let's say I did try this. What about household pets? Are they safe? How does that work with the animals I want to see wagging their tails?
Yeah, exactly. So PlantSkid is completely safe for animals. Sometimes dogs can get into the granular and things like that. It is just a high amount of protein for them to ingest. So that can cause an upset stomach. So it's best to store PlantSkid out of reach of dogs. But when you're applying it, you sprinkle the granular down. It is a liberal layer, but they're small granulars. So it's not easy for the dog to get into. And then with the liquid, sometimes dogs are interested in it as well, but you would just apply and then allow 1 to 2 hours for it to dry before letting your dog out. And that is really with certain pets.
We've got, not just the pets. I mean, I've got a dog that wants to help dig after we're done putting something in the ground. He's going to help dig it out. But here's the thing I wanted to ask you. Let's say we're doing tulips or bulbs in the fall. Can we douse this with it and, you know, have a little bit of an insurance factor?
Yes, 100%. So we have great results with that. Yeah, so that's a nice one because there are a lot of animals dig them up. So what you would do is, as you mentioned, you would spray plants, get onto the bulbs, allow them to dry, and then you would bury them. And you can also add a layer of granular on top just for added protection.
Now, can we start again? Now, knowing, because I've seen so many squirrels going, and not squirrels themselves, but the damage it's done. When they're taking, they're just digging the bulbs out and throwing them down. They're taking a chunk out of it and saying, this isn't what I'm, you know, looking for. And then there's something else. Seriously, Scott. Yeah. I mean, these guys, I get, you know, Elmer Fudd, the guy that used to have the shotgun who was going to web it, we will go and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the guy with the squirrels and the chipmunks. And I'm not really that concerned about 2 feet under. I know that when we placed emphasis that it's not labeled and we're supposed to always follow the label. Being that it's OMRI certified means that it's, you know, it's an organic substance that shouldn't hurt. However, I want to know creative ways that we can go ahead and apply this. What else can we use this for?
We do also have some customers that will drench rags with plant skid and tuck them in areas if they want to. Even customers that have put granular in pantyhose and hung it up. Those are not our recommended uses of the product, but when customers are using it, they come back to us with all these little tips that they find work. Since every animal is so different, the behavior can be so different between locations and animals and things like that. But the best use of our product is to apply it directly where you're looking for the protection. That includes with the bulbs is a great one. With vegetable gardens, as you mentioned, it is OMRI listed organic, and we recommend using our granular formula for vegetable use. And then if you are using our liquid, you'd avoid the edible parts of the vegetable.
But I mean, if we eat it, it's not going to hurt us.
So it is OMRI listed organic, but it's not recommended to be ingested. So that's why we say avoid the edible parts or use our granular, because with leafy greens and things like that, you can't avoid the edible pieces of those lettuce. So you would sprinkle it down, and we see that there is protection that way because it is the same formula, 100% active ingredient.
Scott's jumping up and down. I got to give him a chance to ask a question. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Sandstrom.
Well, for some reason, I think at your house, that Wascoey Wabbit is the smarter one and you're Elmer Fudd.
Well, that's what, I mean, yeah, I don't use a shotgun to go ahead and eliminate things either like Elmer did, but this is where I like this product.
So, Emily, you touched on it there just a little bit. Can you tell me or our listeners what you have to offer, because I know you said liquid and granular, but I also saw something about offering concentrate, a concentrate kit. Can you run down those and which is best for who?
Of course. So we do offer three products, and we have a variety of sizes from smaller home garden use, and we also go to larger scale because we do have individuals in agriculture who use our product. So to start off, we have our ready-to-use liquid. That is a great starter to use for our product because it is in a smaller size. We have a 1 quart to a 1.3 gallon. So that is a liquid that is ready to go. It has, the 1 quart has a sprayer with it. You would apply that. So liquid is best for plants above 2 feet and for large animals. So deer, elk, moose, anything that can reach those taller areas, you would be applying this in a fine mist. From there, we have our powder concentrate. So that's a great economical choice. It's a powder form, and you add water to mix it into the liquid. That's also a nice option for long-term use because it stores for 5+ years in powder form. You mix as you go. It is different concentrated rates. We have all that info on the box for what you're looking to apply it for and for how long. And that has a variety of sizes. And then we have our granular, which is a granular that's best for plants under 2 feet tall and for those small critters, rabbits, voles, squirrels, chipmunks, and to be applied liberally around the areas you're looking for protection.
We're talking with Emily Kennedy from Plant Skid. She's the customer service representative.
So I've looked at a couple of videos that Plant Skid has out there, and see if there's anything else you could add to this as far as application. You want to do it when the temperature is above freezing. You want to make sure.
Yes.
Make sure that no rain or precipitation is going to come for 24 hours. So that has time to dry. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no wind because you don't want to waste product. And
you don't want to be covered in it either. Yeah, maybe definitely don't want that wind coming back on you.
Maybe Mike would stay away from me.
Your kids and your wife won't be anywhere near you.
The other interesting thing I thought of, and I know some products, cleaning products do this too, but you guys, when you spray on, I don't know, is that just a concentrate or the liquid form, but it comes out red. So you can see where you've applied. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that both concentrate and the regular liquid?
Yes, that's due to our active ingredient. So it does spray red, and I do find that very handy because, like you mentioned, you can see where it is applied, and it just needs to be a fine mist. So you'll see those little red dots on it. I do understand some flowers, if they're white, some customers may not want to spray red on their white flower. But we do find success with spraying the stems and leaves of plants. Direct application is best, but spraying those because it is a reddish brown color, and then the granular is a nice option as well.
I've seen pictures. I can't say that if it wasn't for going onto your website, it wouldn't have correlated with something, but arborvitae, evergreens, up to about 6+ feet, they're just stripped. And then from the 6+ feet up, it's still green. Now, that is because of deer, correct? Or, you know, like you said, moose or something else that you've got there in Canada that we don't. But, I mean, when you spray, you said it's not supposed to be freezing. Let's say you sprayed it at 45 degrees, and then it's at 24 hours. What about if it gets and dips below 32 degrees after you've sprayed it? It doesn't do anything to it?
No, so we just recommend applying it above freezing. We find it adheres to the plant well when it is being applied. So it's best to give yourself as much time during the fall and early spring. That can be tricky. So I always recommend to our customers to try to give yourself the most time available before it does dip in the middle of the night. But we still find it is great. It still shows efficacy. It's just during the application portion that you want to make sure it's above freezing for it to adhere to
the
plant.
There was a stat that showed, Scott actually brought it to my attention. He said, agriculture. You said you have agriculture recommendations and use of this. And he had a corn row. And he said, what was it?
There was a couple of videos I watched of guys posting results.
Yeah.
And there was people that was results from their own just home garden areas. And then all the way up to farmers. And we had two examples. One was a corn farmer that they said they used to lose about 20% of their crops, or in their case, it was 8 rows to corn loss from, you know, deer and stuff. After using plant skid, it went down to 5%, and in their case, first row, maybe 2 rows. So they were thrilled about, you know, saving 15% of their crop. Another gentleman is a Christmas tree farmer. And he applied it. He applied it along a fence and some of the trees he had. Now he had maybe only 500 trees.
Only.
But the 1 gallon or the concentrate kit he bought says it will do like 900 1-foot trees. So he used half of it and sprayed them, and he was thrilled about it, and they didn't have much of a loss either. So the product does work.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Scott? Ask Emily. Emily, but no, you said 900 trees, 1 foot. Were they spaced approximately a foot apart from each other? Because this sounds like it went a long distance.
It was a Christmas tree farm, so they're farther than a foot apart. The foot is, I guess, and Emily could tell us better, that concentrate was talking about 900 applications of a tree that are up to a foot tall. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, so we do have, we have an agricultural department, actually, because they are the specialists in this field, because different crops and plants, when it is on a larger scale, there is specific applications that they always recommend. So we have our base rate that we have for our smaller products. and about how far it will go. But it's always best if you are, if anybody's listening and they are doing large scale agricultural use, it's best to give us a call and then we can go over the application and what we think is best for what you're using it for. We have that range, but it does depend, as you mentioned, like how far apart they are, how tall is one plant compared to the other. But it does go a long way, we find, with our repellent because it is just a fine mist. It doesn't need to be dripping off the plant. So you can, I remember one time when I first started, I tested our 1-quart sprayer and I sprayed for so long, my hand was hurting and there was still liquid coming out. I think we were out there for an hour and a half and just continually spraying and spraying and spraying. So it goes a very long way.
Well, now I have a I have a number of questions, but Scott won't let me intervene. Here, I'm going to do it right now. Two things. One, all right, we're going to go from spring into summertime. The first part of the question is, can you spray it in the middle of the summertime, and do you recommend early evening, early morning, or what? Number two, the smell. Are the neighbors going to like us or not?
Yeah, so it is. We recommend early morning or late afternoon, as you mentioned. It's just never great to have any liquid on your plant during the heat of the day as watering. They don't recommend watering during that time of year or time of day either. So that's what we find best, early morning, late afternoon. And then it does have an odor. It is kind of like an iron-based odor to it. And once it's dry, you don't smell it anymore, but the animal still will. So 1 to 2 hours, once it's dry, you won't notice the smell anymore. Maybe your neighbors might get one gust of wind that they can smell it, but once it's dried, it's good to go. And they'll see your results and want to try it themselves anyway.
A lot of things smell.
Yeah.
Well, this is no worse or anything crazy.
Well, I mean,
compared to like Holitone and stuff
not
like
even that.
That.
I mean, if you're
fertilize.
Using insecticides or any sides, they're going to have a permeating. This isn't something that's going to stick around forever, but it's going. I mean, look, our olfactory system is not that of like a squirrel's
right.
or like a chipmunk's or a rabbit's.
Mm-hmm.
So,
therefore, the question about the house pets, I mean, their smells are way beyond our.
I mean, to each his own, but I wouldn't bathe in it. But, I would definitely use this during the growing season regardless because I don't live in the woods, but I'm noticing that there's more and more things that are coming in. I mean, nature's coming back to, we got coyote, we got deer that are going into our backyards that we've never seen before. We used to have to see a deer at the zoo in order to see them, or even the eagles, the hawks and whatnot.
Now I got five of them jumping around my backyard.
So now, I mean, this is a natural way of helping to keep them out of your backyard and safely. So I can use it on my vegetables, but they don't recommend you use it to, I mean, it's, let's say leafy greens, you can't help but use it. But that's where the granule comes in.
So that's where the granule is a great option.
Emily, is there any other benefits that or may have been unintended bonuses in using this product?
Yeah, there was actually. One of the benefits is that Plant Skid's active ingredient is recognized as organic 12N fertilizer. So it's a nitrogen fertilizer. So we actually had a professor of horticulture from Penn State say that, he tested it out and that the plants that had plants get applied to them were larger and had more flowers and generally had greener leaves. So that's a nice benefit because you are using the product for plant protection. And then it has that extra boost to help your plants grow, especially if they were damaged previously. It's nice to get that little boost and to avoid using any other fertilizer. And that also reduces the need for additional resources to be used on the plant. So it's a nice boost that way. Another great benefit of Plant Skid is that it is pollinator friendly and we love our pollinators.
Whoa. You hit it right there. Really?
Yes, it is a pollinator friendly animal repellent. And so we even for promo items and things like that, we have a native seed pack. We had a bee pollinator seed pack because we love to promote pollinators and we want to have a safe environment for them.
Trend now is native plants.
Yes, it is.
And there's pollinators that are involved in this. This is pollinator friendly. Is there any science that's involved where we cannot use these on native plants where it's good for all plants?
Yes, the plant skid can be used on all plants.
Bravo.
And it is, all plants. It is pollinator friendly. as I mentioned, because we do love those and we want to make sure that they are getting the plants that they need. So it's great to plant native plants. And also by repelling deer and rabbits that could eat those plants, it can ensure that the pollinators get to them before that they are damaged and eaten by the thing.
That's what I was alluding to. Yes. I mean, is it going it's going to help the plants themselves to get themselves hardy enough so that that these critters like the deer aren't going to go and start munching on them once they get mature enough.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll be able to be open and ready for pollinators to come. We also do have the USDA Wildlife Services and Forest Services in general that use plant skids for ecosystem restoration, I should say.
Now, that's cool. Yeah, thank you. So because we got a lot of people that want to go native backyards and native thing, but see, we got people such as Scott too, that aren't going native. Scott's going with really unique stuff. And stuff is spelled with a 4-letter word. He's got what we call banana trees. He's got tropicals out there. Is this going to give a kind of is this something that would be good for it? I mean, critters are coming out here and starting to sniff and munch these plants, but we can use this to help to repel them as well on these unique things.
Yeah, so any plant, fruit trees in general. So you're saying you have a banana tree, like fruit banana trees in your backyard.
It will produce fruit, but Scott's not a patient individual.
Yeah, I have two banana trees. Their names are Frank and Lola. And Frank and Lola don't get quite enough sun to really produce the fingers, which is a bunch.
That's banana talk for bunch, right?
Now that I know it, I got to use it, right?
Wow.
I got to flaunt it.
Yeah,
now that
exactly.
I know. But yes, I brought them out of the garden center last year when they were not doing well and got them 6-7 feet tall. They can get up to 15. But I'm hoping that they stay around the 8-foot mark just to balance the rest of my landscape. So yeah, I have chipmunks in the area, I have squirrels in the area, and then we have some of the deer. Basically, Mike's just like, hey, can that help also?
Well, I want to know too. I mean, since birds can't smell, if the fruit itself, I mean, if we're up there, we got a cherry tree or an apple tree or bananas that you call fingers. Can we put it onto that to prevent other things from coming in like birds, or is it not labeled as such?
No. So as you mentioned, birds don't have a sense of smell,
right.
So they are not repelled by our product. So it definitely will work for a variety of all plants. And saying that, half of our business is actually from commercial growers. So that includes fruit and nut tree growers, crops and everything like that. So it definitely will work for your banana tree to repel deer. If you have some squirrels or chipmunks crawling in there, and then hopefully that could assist with you seeing a banana show up one time.
Yeah. And how did I not know that birds can't smell? I'm going to sue my elementary school.
I shouldn't say they don't smell. They have a different sense of smell. Sorry, I apologize.
A different range.
Well,
yes.
You know what?
And I
are on the same plane. They have a different range where they don't basically focus on the same thing that, let's say, rodents will. Or to me, a deer is just a large rodent, but it's not. But when it comes down to the birds, they basically can't. I mean, they know what they like to eat. I think they have a better taste than they do smell. And, I mean, if you've got berries out there, they're going to go haywire for it. And I was just wondering if by any chance this would work on it, but it won't, being that they can't smell this product.
They don't have the same sense of smell. And it also has to do with animal instincts as well. And that's why it is strictly herbivore. So they smell it. They have the reaction we're looking for, which is for them to be repelled from the plant itself. They don't feel safe, so they just want to move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, what is also kind of nice is people, gardeners in general, like to see wildlife sometimes. So we can't guarantee that the animal will be out of your yard completely, but we do guarantee plant protection. So you can still see a little wildlife out there from time to time, but we do have that guarantee for the plant itself that you're applying plant skid to.
And if we see them in there, it doesn't mean that they're munching on our plants.
They're
using it as a crosswalk to go to the neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so they could be just strolling through. And as I mentioned, we do have the plant protection, and we do offer for home gardener use, we do have a money back guarantee within 60 days of purchase. So if you are noticing any damage after applying our product, we always recommend that you give us a call, because we want to help you and find solutions. We offer a replacement product if you want to keep trying, or we have that money back guarantee.
Oh.
So you can call me at 1-800-252-6051. And the extension is 1 for customer service. A lot of time it can be me answering the phone, but we also have a great team who has been with the company for a very long time, some since the very beginning, who has the expertise to help you find a solution.
That's 800-252-6051. Customer service number is #1 for the extension?
Yep, extension 1.
Okay.
Yes, extension 1.
The reason I asked that, when you said that there's a guarantee on this, I mean, since we're dealing, isn't this an act of God scenario that we can't, you know, basically predict what's going to happen? How do you guarantee and how do you judge how you guarantee it?
Yeah, so that's why we like to talk to the customer and see what if there's any expertise on our end that we can offer for applying, if there maybe is different techniques to apply, if the right formula is used for the right animal and the right plant. And like you said, it is difficult to predict animal behavior. There's a lot of variables out there. But we do have such great results, so that's why we want to do the best we can to help you and assist along the way. And when something occurs that is just not working, that's why we have the 60-day policy for the money back.
Mike has given me permission to start the summary of this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
This may be the last time, too.
Emily, can you give us like a bullet point list of why I need to go out to my garden center right now and pick some up?
Yeah, so PlantSkid, some of our great features are that it is rain resistant, OMRI-listed organic, it is pollinator, plant, and planet friendly, and our company also supports 1% for the planet. And finally, it works. It's a great repellent, and we're always here to help. That being said, you can find us online at plantskid.com. So the spelling of that is plant, S-K-Y-D-D. So .com is our website. You can also find us on Facebook, which is our PlantSkid Deer Rabbit Bull Repellent. And we have a lot of great information on there. A lot of great funny comics, too. Gardening is fun, so we like to add those in for some humor. and you can also call us at 1-800-252-6051, extension 1.
Emily and the fine folks at PlantSkid have offered our listeners, that's right, you, not you, Mike, a single-use coupon code for an online order. That's 15% off your online order until December 31st, 2023. It's a single-use coupon code. And the magic words to put in that little box online is Plant Skid Midwest. So it's Plant Skid Midwest. I'll spell it. Capital P, LANTSKYDD, capital MIDWEST. Once again, the single-use coupon code is PlantSkidMidwest. 15% off. We thank the folks at PlantSkid for offering that to our listeners. I have the link in the show notes. Otherwise, just Google PlantSkid, and they have a buy online button for you. Gives them a chance to try out a product if you're unsure, but trust me, you'll be back.
We are communicating with Emily Kennedy from PlantSkid, SKYDD, customer service and operations specialist. How long you been there, lady?
I've been with the company for 3.5 years. I'm one of the freshest ones in the company.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking about. So in essence,
thank
I want to say,
guys. I try.
This is one of the things that we basically want. We had to go to the head of heads in order to find out. But I do recommend that we go with PlantSkid. We've got ourselves a number of people that are listening to our podcast, and anytime that we're going to recommend it, we're going to recommend it as a guarantee to give satisfaction to people. Thank you for everything that you've told us today. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that we can get back with you on any of this later on if there's any questions?
Yeah, of course. You can email us if you want to provide any responses or if anybody has any questions. We do also have the email, which is info@treeworld.com. It's a great way, but also if anybody wants to connect over our Facebook, we have a chat box for emails on our website as well.
Bingo.
Emily, thank you so much. This has really helped me be able to push the product at the garden center.
Not just to
learning
push it.
More.
Perfect.
Scott really wants to learn.
Thank you so much.
Scott really wants
great.
To
learn. Learning's fun.
It is.
Learning's fun. So.
Planting is fun, and keeping these critters away is going to be even more fun. Scott, I guarantee you, is going to have his garage filled with this stuff. So.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. This was a really nice experience. I was nervous just because it is a nerve-wracking new experience, and you guys made it very, very fun and enjoyable. So thank you.
Our podcast is more about neighbors talking over the fence, and we all know nobody wants Mike as a neighbor, but I'm taking it for the team. I'm taking it for the team, everyone.
Thank you.
We don't need plants get for humans. I repel them. Yeah. All right. Thank you, lady. I appreciate it, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for listening to Your Midwest Garden. If you like today's conversation, please share this podcast with friends and family. And don't forget to click on the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episodes. Plus, if you have any show topics you'd like us to discuss, head on over to our sponsor's Facebook page, which is Black Diamond Garden Center, and message them your topic idea. For all of us at Your Midwest Garden Podcast, I'm Michael Rourke, the Garden Guy. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation.